Down to Business, sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.
Now, I don't know why, but this song has been swirling around in my head all week. Yes, tomorrow after Bobby's late breakfast, I'll be heading to the airport to fly to San Francisco, where I'll be attending the EY Entrepreneur of the Year retreat, which is taking place out there all week. There'll be talks from some of the world's greatest business brains in places like Stanford and Singularity. There's also trips to Alcatraz and the Napa Valley. Can't wait. I'll be bringing you both my shows from there next week. Delighted to say I'm now joined by one of this year's finalists, who's Mark Barrett of APC, plus an alumni, Mr. John Purdy. He won the industry category in 2014, and he's also travelling on the trip. And we're going to have a look at the trip and maybe talk about it, because this is the 20th year. John Purdy, I'm going to start with you as a veteran of a trip. Firstly, I'd like to congratulate you on your attire. Just to say, he's in shorts and a really, really bright violet purple top. John, you look like you're ready. You're already dressed for San Francisco, even though it's lashing rain outside.
Thanks, Bobby. I think I dressed for yesterday, not today.
Well done. Okay, so you've been on a couple of trips. Can you just explain to our listeners what goes on here, what the whole purpose of the CEO retreat's about?
So I think the trip is an opportunity over a week to network with some really super CEOs of Irish organisations. You know, networking is really important for a whole lot of different reasons. Sometimes to validate some of the things that you're doing or you're thinking of doing, to get advice on some legal stuff for accounting, or just to build context around what you're doing. It also, it's a way of generating new business opportunities. But more importantly, it's a week where you take time to step out of the business and reflect and listen to other CEOs, and also to some other world-class global leaders.
So on that point of, you know, stepping out of the business and being with, I suppose, like minds, there's different businesses at different stages. So if I'm somebody who's just set up a business, and maybe you're there and you've exited a business, or that's really the benefit, isn't it? That not everyone is at the same stage as you.
Well, yeah, I think so. Like we describe ourselves as a 24-year-old startup. So we're always learning, we're always innovating. And, you know, outside over coffee, we were talking about this. And I think you always feel that you're not ready for the EOY program. In fact, we are ready. And we are open to sharing ideas and listening to new ideas also.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in one of this year's finalists. He's Mark Barrett of APC. Mark, you're very welcome to the programme.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us, I suppose, maybe put yourself in context for us first. APC, it sounds like a marketing man's dream in terms of the name of the business. What does it mean?
It stands for the Applied Process Company, but we're a pharmaceutical research and development business based out of South Dublin and Cherrywood.
Okay, so what do you actually do? You research new drugs coming onto the market for pharma companies, is it?
Yeah, that's correct. There's a sort of a paradigm shift in that sector where the pharma sector really is trying to accelerate how they develop and launch their products from a patient and shareholder perspective. That's become increasingly important. And we've been very fortunate to discover some pretty unique technology, and we have some great science and engineering capabilities that help them do that.
Okay. Now, you have a connection, have you not, with San Francisco and with that part of the world?
Yeah, the US will be a hugely important aspect of our business. We're about 50% of our revenues from the US and a large proportion of that from the Bay Area. So we work very closely with a number of emerging biotechs there, but also some very well-established pharma companies too. So, a well-known part of the world for me personally.
And does your company have people employed in the Bay Area?
We have a subsidiary in the US, yeah, and we have a number of staff over there. So actually during the retreat, there's a number of our sales and marketing team over there. They're seeing if they can carve me off for one or two meetings, but I think we're going to be too busy with the various events.
All right. So, and then just your anticipation of the event. This is your first time. Obviously, it's your first time as a finalist. What do you hope to get out of the week?
Yeah, it was fascinating listening to John there. I think one of his latter points about understanding and listening to the various different CEOs from the different companies. I think I'm fascinated to hear their approaches to opportunities, to problems. And I think that CEOs, it's kind of an agnostic approach that people take, and I'm really fascinated to hear those stories and, I guess, learn from the whole experience. And I think, secondly, I'd say also for the team in APC, I think it's an opportunity to showcase the world what our brand means and the type of impact we're having. And I think at times, because we're so busy, I think it can be hard to define that at times.
So you're not excited about Alcatraz or Napa Valley or any of that stuff?
I haven't told the team about that, but yeah, I'm looking forward to those experiences. It sounds like it's going to be a wild trip, so I can't wait.
And do you know many of the guys, Mark, that from the sort of program that you've been on this year? You've obviously had meetings with them. So there's some of them you'd know. Maybe you don't know them all that well, but you would know some of them, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, like I bumped into one or two of them at sort of other networking events, but I think there was a launch dinner there a couple of weeks ago. And again, it was the start of that sort of storytelling process and sort of listening to those different businesses, you know, be them based, having exports into the UK and how they're going to face into the change with Brexit or companies that have a real strong Indigenous presence in Ireland. So, you know, I think over the last couple of years, I've just really appreciated that business is all about storytelling. And I think this trip is for me personally, is hopefully will give me a pivot to sort of define the next chapter in APC.
Right, and just how long is APC going?
We were founded in 2011.
Okay, great. Yeah. John, can I just come back to you? The other thing about this trip is the sort of access. Like, I'm joking about Alcatraz and all that, but like to go and see where Tesla cars are made. We were in the BMW factory before. We saw where the Boeing planes were made. That kind of, you know, to actually see those processes, that technique up is truly fascinating. For me, it was anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what it does, it gives Irish organisations a view of scale, and it creates that ambition. And, you know, if I look back over my last 24 years, there's two things that have been fundamental to our scale process. And one was the Leadership for Growth program that EI ran and still run. And the second one is the EY program. And, you know, where you enter these programs and you say, am I a bit of a fraud? Am I as good as the rest of the guys? And then you realize that all the other CEOs have the same challenges and issues. and you get a whole lot of solace out of that. And, you know, the joking around Napa and so on, the formal piece of this is really important. Mm-hmm. The informal piece where you're sitting beside a guy that you don't really know, having dinner or having lunch and having a chat, and you're sorting out some of his business issues and some of your own business issues. And they're fairly significant things that we learn from this program.
Yeah. And then when one comes back from a week like this, again, it's about reflecting, what did I learn? What did I see? Now, how can I apply this to my business, Mark? Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I've spoken internally to the management team and across the company that this is an opportunity, I think, for me personally to become a better leader. So I think I'm really hopeful from the points that John has raised that I can bring back some new angles or perspectives in the business and really drive value over the latter half of this year and into 2018.
Do you share any optimism about doing business with other people on the program? Is that, or are you very specialist in terms of what you actually do?
Well, that's fascinating. I was just spending a bit of time with John outside having a coffee, and we already have a mutual contact in the pharma sector. So I expect there is going to be mutual points of interest, and definitely, I think the biggest thing I want to take from this is the sounding board of advice from people who've been through everything, like from creating and inventing companies to, you know, growing out companies for 20 odd years like John has. I think that's an experience that would be really unique.
Last word to you, John. You're excited. Clearly, your attire reflects your ambition for next week. So
I'm just going to get the beads.
Just a final piece of advice then for anybody who might be going on the trip.
So I think for the new 24 finalists, embrace it. Put a lot of energy into it. Gain everything that you can from it, and use it as an opportunity to model and shape and scale your business. I think it's a phenomenal trip. It's a phenomenal alumni. It's got a huge network. I certainly go every year with a view, say I'm going to learn and I'm going to find new ways of doing business with people.
Okay. Well, listen, it's a pleasure to see you both. I look forward to spending time with you both next week.
Thanks,
we will put flowers in our hair. We will embrace the Bay Area, and we will have lots of fun along the way.
Down to Business, sponsored by Flow Gas, On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.